might say, outside of the memorial events, such as the vocation would be, the choice of vocation, Mother has always been what we might call an easy touch. Mother has always been for me as helping me in my everyday incidental things, such as the $5 bill when you want it, getting out, staying out late and covering up for you, something. Yeah, it goes now. You recording?
Yeah.
You know, the everyday things like a date,
yeah.
No money, you gotta get out.
Without cost.
And to an understanding of your needs.
Yeah, understanding.
And it's faith in an unselfishness of our own that puts our interest primarily in others. That's a great. I asked Aunt Mad if she thought that women would be interested in reading the life of Mother and why, and she said yes, because it's a colorful life. Now, that reason doesn't impress our children so much. We have our own experiences with Mother. Of course, to us she's so close, and she's the only one that we have that admiration for. But to each one of us, she has a particular relationship. She has an understanding of all of us from a deep knowledge of our background, even before we were born, and the family behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And she manifests that to us, but we don't see it completely, but each one of us sees it a little bit. Now, can you mention some incident or incidents from your own life in which the impact of Mother's life was influential with you? Not just her general example, but something special she did.
Did from Dad.
She would always say when you enter religion that you're always welcome.
Yeah, contrary to Daddy's, you know, well, now you're here, this is it. And
that would be, the balance there.
And then always writing and stating that, remember, it's still your choice.
Yeah.
And if you wish to come. Yeah.
That was almost the general speech all the time. The apostle is persevering on with, you're always welcome.
Remember, you still have another home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think of 12. When I was 11 or 12, and Daddy discontinued coming to the shore. As often as the being a member of a large family has helped me in developing a personality by which I may handle or can handle people, and has proven itself out by, well, one personality alone being elected to offices which people would require a man who can talk to people, meet people, feel at home with people, and know that people are just like their brothers and sisters. I mean, you can handle them like brothers and sisters, knowing their faults, knowing their good points. And I noticed it, not so much in myself, but as I did in my sister Anne and Margaret, whom I never thought much of around home, and yet when I meet friends of theirs, and who friends of theirs in school, who elected them to offices, and thought a great deal of them because of their just a charm, it's a natural charm that they had of being able to just handle people, and it's about all, and live with people.
The ability to mix.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the ability to mix, to be, as they say, a mixer, and yet not be a glad hander. You know, I mean, stop in the back and be able to do something for people. You know.
Well, you had a different experience than any of the rest of us, being at the end of the line. You had nobody under you.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I always considered Anne and Rosemary as enough, as few that are under me. I will say that I have been amongst women most of my life because of the girls on both sides, but Mother even supplied that in having known six other sons in front of me, or before me rather. She knew what a son would want and how he would want it, and what things could be expected from
like
one.
Being an only son.
No. Well, not being pampered yet, getting a few,
so
getting the things you need.
All the rest of us had the experience of a lot of comradeship with the family below us. If it wasn't comradeship, it was at least their presence around. And if it, the you would never be lonesome, never be without a lot of the family.
Well, we've managed always to find ourselves with company, as you say, never being lonesome. You have another question? When the war broke out, this is to do with Mother, but not directly with the family, but Mother's influence on, through her family, I would say, maybe you can use the term influence, but I remember mothers of priests with Frank and Jimmy, or with Frank and you rather at the time, in the call here, thinking that it was, for some reason, just not no real reason, but calling from Massachusetts, calling from anywhere, just calling here and seeing if what we knew, somehow feeling that we would have more information, and somehow Mother always took it upon herself to visit these people, to answer these people as a, more or less, a mother who had had experience and was helping out a mother with an only son, say, like Father, to mention names would be Father Gordon. I think it's Father Gordon, yeah. His mother called. I remember her.
Well, she had that same attitude towards mothers and fathers on the day that a group of boys or girls were going away to the convent or to the seminary, especially when John left.
Yeah.
She consoled the other mothers and parents, and they looked to her for how to do it because she had so much experience.
Yeah.
You heard the broadcast of Frank's release?
Yeah. We received a notification from WFIL that they had an interview in Santo Tomas with some priest, amongst whom was Frank. And we went in and listened to the broadcast. Dad, myself, Mother, Catherine, I think Rosemary and Anne were there. I'm not sure of the other people. But I remember Mother's reaction, and Dad were to listen to every word. And immediately, of course, Father began inferring from the words that were said that this was so and this was so. Mother just completely being happy about the whole situation and not bothering to interpret the message. To give an example what I mean, in the message, Frank said something about you. And I don't think we knew at the time where you were, Dick. This is Dick I'm talking about. I don't think we knew where Father Dick was. I don't think we knew what camp you were in. But he had said something about Dick is safe and well. And from that we inferred that he was in the camp of Santo Tomas, or that he had received word. And my point is that Mother wasn't interested particularly in the truth of the statement. It was just that she heard Frank's voice. And everything was well with you, as far as he was concerned, so that with her, everything was well with you also. And it was just general joy, gaudiamus, etc. I don't remember that too well. I'm trying to think now where I was.
There's a story about Eddie having a fight with John. Eddie McSorley, our cousin.
Well, it's very simple. Eddie and John, of course, living in the same room, had the differences. One of the simple differences were what should be on the dresser and what should not be on the dresser. And came to a point one day where John, being figuring himself what you might say, favorite son, because he wasn't the adopted son, set forth his rights and laid them down at Ed's feet. And this was to go or else. And what ensued was that Ed refused, and as a result, John proceeded to demonstrate his rights by doing things contrary to Ed's will, and Ed ended up punching John right smack in the mouth. And I was standing within 2 or 3 feet, and John was stunned completely and lost his few. In fact, he had to go to the dentist, and his teeth were injured badly. But the point, what has to do with Mother, is I remember Mother taking Ed and taking him down to the cellar, and all I ever heard was a noise. But that's, of course, followed from what Ed had done. But then following that, I was surprised, even as young as I was, remembering Mother standing up for Ed. When Dad came through thinking that this was the end of Ed's relation with us, that Ed should no longer stay because of this, that Mother was the first one to be on Ed's side, and the Mother was the one that was fighting for Ed all the time, yet knowing what Ed had done to John, and John being her son, thinking naturally that Mother would stand for her son before a stranger, as Ed really was to most of us. And that would be the only thing I'd have from that.
Well, again, it would illustrate her knowledge of children and her ability to deal with them in all situations.
Yeah, oh yeah. And any children, not necessarily our own.
Yeah.
Mother.
No, that's all right. What did John have to say?
Well, I went to the dentist with John. And, of course, being the younger, I always had to agree with the older brother. So, John kept proceeding all the way up to the dentist. Well, the guy didn't give me a chance. If he gave me a chance, I really would have set him out. You know, the big brother, the big time operator. And then I proceeded, I remember a few days later having a talk with Ed. I agreed with John, by the way. I agreed with John wholeheartedly. And a few days later, I remember talking to Ed and agreeing entirely with Ed that he was perfectly right in having to do what he did, and that John was perfectly wrong, you know, just from one side or the other. That didn't happen to him.